USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Through these series of meetings, I'm confident we're moving in the right direction.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as talks continue ahead of a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea's state-run media said the commitment to denuclearization is unchanged, consistent, and fixed. There's word that Kim Jong-un sent a letter to the president, and the vice president says it's supposed to arrive at the White House on Friday. European Union officials upset about the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to the United States, calling it American protectionism and promising to impose similar tariffs on products heading for the U.S. The EU, Canada, and Mexico being slapped with a 25% tariff on steel, 10% on aluminum. In Ellicott City, Maryland, they're getting ready for another round of rain. They were just hit with devastating flooding, and now more is on the way. The main street shut down as road crews work to clear the streets so that water can run away. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Reporters at the White House pressing Secretary Sarah Sanders about the Roseanne Barr controversy.
No one is defending her comments. They're inappropriate.
Sanders saying she hasn't heard of any conversations between the president and Barr. Roseanne's show canceled after a racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, a former top advisor to President Obama. An apology from comedian Samantha Bee after taking an obscene shot at First Lady Ivanka Trump. Bee sending out a tweet with an apology to Trump and to people that watch Bee's TBS show. The White House pressing TBS and Time Warner to discipline her for making that comment. In Spain, the prime minister could soon be out after news of a corruption scandal broke. There appears to be enough support to get him out of office, and that could happen on Friday when Parliament meets. Mariano Rajoy is one of the longest-serving prime ministers, and many who are close to him are facing charges of operating a kickback scheme. His opposition wants a socialist administration put in place before another election, which could mean Pedro Sanchez will step back in as the new prime minister, but if he steps down, the deputy prime minister could take over. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In Tennessee, a $35,000 reward is being offered for information that will lead to the arrest of the man they believe shot and killed a sheriff's deputy on Wednesday. The search is on for Stephen Wiggins, accused of shooting Sergeant Daniel Baker. He died responding to reports of a suspicious vehicle just west of Nashville. The nation's unemployment lines got a little bit shorter last week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The Labor Department says 221,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's 13,000 fewer than the previous week. Most experts were expecting the number to come in at about 224,000 or about 3,000 more than it did. The biggest increases in claims were in Pennsylvania, California, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation reports Father's Day spending is expected to reach $15.3 billion this year. USA Radio's John Clemens.
That expected spending would be second only to last year's $15.5 billion on Father's Day. With consumer confidence on the rise, the average American will spend $133 per person. Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation tells us millennials are expected to spend even more.
We see consumers who are between the ages of 25 and 34 are planning to spend the most. They're planning to spend about $188 on average.
I'm John Clemens.
And it's World No Tobacco Day. To learn more about quitting, go to quittercircle.com or lung.org. This is USA Radio News.